Chapter 7. Idrissa left early the next morning, and while she showed no signs of being hungover from the lum, Saw buried his head in his arms and dimmed the lights of the common room. Jin ate her breakfast as quietly as she could and read her data pad. It wasn't always easy to be in charge of her own education, and she had let most of the subjects her mother had taught her fall to the wayside as she focused on the things that interested her and that Saw clearly approved of, like seeing how much she could manipulate files and hollows and data chips. But she did like to keep abreast of current events, even if she rarely spoke to Saw about them. After listening to Idrissa the night before, Jin had stayed up late watching the last Senate meeting broadcasts. Despite the fact that Mon Mothma and Bail Organa had both spent so much time pleading with the Senate to recognize the state of the Empire, their speeches had been diminished without further consideration. Jin had zoomed in on the sharp angles of Senator Organa's face. He seemed like one of the best bets for the Senate support Idrissa had hinted at. He looked like the kind of man who'd declare war. But he wore the fine clothes of an Alderaanian, and Jin doubted he'd have the strength to actually fight in one. Saw would, though. Saw already had, in the Clone Wars.
"You done?" Saw asked.
Jin nodded, putting down her data pad and tossing her nutritive milk can in the trash. She followed Saw outside. He didn't flinch in the sunlight. He wasn't as affected by the lum as she'd thought. That day was hand-to-hand combat practice, Jin's favorite. Saw had tried her on various melee weapons, but her favorite was a pair of short truncheons. They felt like extensions of her arms, strong and empowering. Jin glowered at Saw when he tried to pass her the bow staff, and he smiled brightly when he laughed in defeat and handed her the pair of short-weighted batons. Saw took the bow staff for himself, then moved back, holding the weapon warily. Jin gripped the truncheons, watching his feet. Saw was quick with his hands, but she could tell when he was about to strike by how he positioned his feet. He lunged, and she raised her truncheons defensively, knocking the staff aside. "So," she grunted, stepping away after the initial attack. "Idrissa seemed nice."
"Too idealistic," Saw said.
He fainted, and Jin jumped, her arms raised, but he just laughed that she'd fallen for the trick. "It makes sense, though," Jin said, her eyes on Saw's staff. "You work with a lot of different partisan groups. If they all work together, maybe..." Saw struck quickly, jabbing Jin in the side before she had a chance to defend herself. Jin nodded, accepting the defeat, then raised her truncheons again. "What would it take?" Jin persisted when Saw didn't answer her.
"For what?"
She wasn't sure if Saw was genuinely confused or dodging her question. He often got so focused on the task at hand, he forgot about everything else. Papa had been like that too.
"For some sort of organized rebellion to form. Something that could take down the Empire."
Saw put his hands up, calling a pause in their sparring. He leaned against his staff.
"It's not like that," he told Jin. "It doesn't matter how many people stand up against the Empire. It doesn't matter how big a group it is."
"Then what matters?"
"The kind of people who fight."
Saw watched her with his deep brown eyes.
"If there's really going to be some anti-imperial alliance, they need a..."
He flicked his hand as he searched for the word.
"A leader?"
Jin supplied.
"Yes, but not just someone giving orders," Saw countered. "Someone the people believe in."
Jin frowned at the truncheons in her hands.
"I don't understand," she said.
"It's like I was telling you, with the droids and the clone armor,"
Saw said, indicating the mock battlefield he used for Jin's training.
"I tell you, millions died in the Clone Wars. What do you feel?"
Jin opened her mouth to speak, but Saw cut her off.
"You feel nothing, because you didn't know any of them, did you?"
Jin shook her head.
But I tell you that my sister died,
Saw continued.
I tell you that Stila was the best part of me, and that she was going to change the world, make it a better place. Hell, not just the world, the whole damn galaxy. She was stronger than any Jedi, stronger than the Force, but that didn't matter.
He sighed heavily, his eyes distant and sad.
I tell you that she died a hero. She saved a king and fought the enemy. But she was on the side of a cliff, and a gunship was shot down and crashed into it.
Jin gasped, a tiny sound that Saw didn't hear.
I tell you that I saw her, hanging on that rocky edge, her fingers gripping the stone. And there was a Jedi there. Oh, look at you. You got all hopeful at that. Didn't do a damn thing. The Jedi tried to save her, sure, but she didn't. Stila fell anyway. Fell to the bottom of the cliff onto solid rock. Ever see what happens to a body that falls that far down onto stone? Bones don't just break. They shatter.
Saw looked at Jin, but she didn't think he saw her.
And I tell you that I was the one who shot down the ship that crashed into the cliff where she had been. I tell you that, and you feel something, yeah?
Jin couldn't move. Saw leaned over and rubbed the pad of his thumb across her cheek. It came away wet. She hadn't even known a tear had leaked out of her eye.
And for what? They said her death was the price paid for the freedom of Onderon. Her body was barely cold before the Republic turned into the Empire, and it all started again. Another rebellion. More war. More death. I was smarter that time. I didn't make the same mistakes as I had when Stila was alive. Didn't matter. Didn't work. Onderon is under the Empire. And I'm here.
When Saw was speaking, for a moment, Jin saw him the way he used to be. A starry-eyed young man with a dream of justice and freedom. He must have been so brilliant then. But that young man died when Stila did. And in his place was this bitter, angry fighter.
The resistance against the Empire needs Stila, Saw said.
He searched Jin's eyes, waiting to see if she understood. More fighters like her? The idealistic, the heroes who stand up in the face of certain death.
They need more fighters like her to die like she did, he growled. The resistance needs a martyr, a tragedy, something so horrific that people can't help but stand up and fight too. You understand?
They need someone they can believe in, Jin said, looking into Saw's eyes. He nodded like he was glad Jin was understanding. Like the Jedi during the Clone Wars. It was impossible to study the galaxy without hearing something of the Jedi, and considering how much the Empire loathed even a mention of the religious cult, Jin had assumed Saw would love and admire all Jedi. Instead, he snarled.
Don't give them another thought, Saw said, glaring. Jedi think they can do anything, but where are they now? All dead. And before that, sure, they helped, but not enough.
He stared down at his hand, and Jin thought he was looking at the long, jagged scar that cut through the thin skin between his thumb and first finger. But he made a fist.
They talked about the Force, the Jedi did, he said in a lower voice. Never understood what it was, but I saw it. It was like magic. They could move things with a wave of their hand.
He swept his arm out. Nothing in front of him moved.
But they couldn't hold on,
Saw continued.
For all their power, they couldn't hold on. Not when it mattered.
Saw stood and started pacing down the gauntlet of droid bodies. He punched one, sending it swinging from its noose, the clanking of metal against metal reverberating across the island.
"That's something neither side's figured out yet," he told the ground. "All you need is one good, solid tragedy, and the people will flock. Nothing unites people like that. If Adrissa wants to really rally people behind her, she needs to do it while standing on some graves."
There was a gleam in Saw's eyes, a spark that terrified Jin. And it excited her. Saw turned to Jin and swooped toward her in long strides. He wrapped his big hands around hers, pressing her fingers against the truncheons she still held.
"That's what Steela taught me," he said. "One fighter with a sharp stick."
He held Jin's hand up, brandishing a truncheon.
"One fighter with a sharp stick and nothing left to lose can take the day. You just have to make sure that fighter believes."